This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for July 2010. Tonight, presidential comment, international news, and a headquarters update. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. To New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's a very good evening to NZRT President Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Last month I mentioned that John Hertzel, ZL3ADF, had resigned as a Midland District Councillor. This month I am delighted to inform you that the resultant vacancy has been filled by Council. Your new Midland District Councillor is Topsy Scott, ZL2LS. Topsy lives in Nelson, so will be well placed to represent the top of the south. Topsy has agreed, along with other councillors and officers, to give up some of her valuable spare time to serve all the members. Welcome to Council, Topsy. It will not be easy being a councillor, because there are many who think that Council is NZART. This is far from the case. All members are NZART, Council merely being a group who are elected to run the day-to-day affairs of the association. In spite of this, there are some who will blame you and the rest of Council for everything from global warming to the failure of the All Whites to win the Soccer World Cup. There is a very enthusiastic group in Christchurch who organise build-a-thons aimed at 10 to 13-year-olds. Kit sets are built and youngsters are introduced to electronics and amateur radio. This is a wonderful effort that could well be imitated by other branches. Well done, Christchurch. Finally, I would like to remind all branches of the benefit of converting prospective members into actual members of our association. For every new member, or someone who hasn't been a member for the last 5 years, that branches sign up, 50% of their subscription will be refunded to the branch concerned. This will have the double benefit of increasing association membership and also increasing your branch funds. A win-win situation if ever there was one. Above all, continue to have fun with our wonderful hobby. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Papakura Radio Club is pleased to remind you of the Waitakere Sprints 2010. The phone sprint will be on the last Saturday in July, that's Saturday the 31st. And the CW sprint, it'll be on the first Saturday in August, August the 7th. Now the sprints are of 1 hour duration on 80 metres and are open to all licensed amateurs in ZL, VK and Oceania call areas. The rules for the sprint can be found under contests on the NZART webpage. Moving to news from NZRT headquarters, here's NZRT's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, regrettably, my experience at headquarters over the last day or so has indicated a need for me to reinforce to some members exactly who I am and what I do. As your business manager, I am the sole employee of NZRT. I am employed 24 hours a week, Tuesday to Friday, with open office hours from 9 till 2 p.m. That's 5 hours per day, leaving me 1 hour per day to answer emails, phone messages, etc., without interruption. This year, for the very first time, I am doing as requested by my employer, NZART Council, and not availing myself outside of these times. I am employed to look after the business administration of your association. That is, subscription and membership inquiries and pretty much all things financial. Please appreciate that while I can answer a few technical queries, I am not qualified to do so, but I can usually put you onto a person who can help. An additional role I have undertaken is that of NZART ARX, or Amateur Radio Examiner, appointed by RSM and NZART Council. ARX tasks are individual specific, and therefore I can only answer queries on a case-by-case basis. Councillor Fred Johnson, ZL2AMJ, is my deputy and is also able to assist should I not be able to. Last Friday, I received a message from a gentleman in Taupo who had all his amateur radio gear stolen. He left a very abusive message on the HQ answer phone, and no name and no contact phone number. Perhaps it is not obvious to all, but if your equipment is stolen in the first instance, please contact the New Zealand Police. On the topic of bookshop sales, NZART does not stock or sell overseas publications. However, on inquiry, I may be able to help you find where these can be obtained. Please appreciate that if you request an item from NZART, it will not be in your letterbox tomorrow. As a headquarters team of one, my workload is prioritised, and you'll get the item just as soon as I can get it to you. Finally, a very special and heartfelt thanks to all who are so helpful, supportive, and committed to ensuring not only amateur radio's place in the future, but also that I will be part of it as your association's business manager. I'm sorry if this has sounded rather like a tirade tonight, but it is timely to reiterate that if you wish to have a permanent full-time employee to take care of you all, we all need to urgently continue increasing membership to the association. That's all from me, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. The Hamilton Amateur Radio Club will be holding its annual market day on Saturday, 14th of August. The venue for the sale is Hamilton Table Tennis Club, located at Victoria Street end of Edgecombe Street in Edgecombe Park. There'll be refreshments available, doors open to vendors at 8 a.m. and buyers from 10 a.m. You can email the Hamilton Sale Day team at harcmday@nzrt.org.nz. That's harcmday@nzrt.org.nz. Or write to Market Day, P.O. Box 606 in Hamilton. To international amateur radio news, and for an update, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
If you can't make it to the 2010 AMSAT UK Space Colloquium, then you're still able to take part vicariously by watching it on your PC or Mac, thanks to the help of the British Amateur Television Club. The event takes place July 31st to August 1st at the Holiday Inn in Guildford, England. Live web streaming begins Saturday the 31st at 0900 UTC. To tune in, just go to www.batc.tv and click on the words Live Events. If you've ever wanted your own personal ham radio satellite but thought it was financially out of reach, the Make Magazine blog carries a short item on a satellite that can be yours for just $8,000. Called a TubeSat, the magazine says that the kit is for a tiny bird from Inner Orbital Systems that is designed to function as a basic satellite bus or as a simple standalone satellite. Included are the satellite's structural components, printed circuit board, electronic components, solar cells, and everything needed to build the satellite. Also included are the required programming tools. Make's blog says that with these components alone, the builder can construct a satellite that puts out enough power to be picked up on the ground by a handheld amateur radio receiver. It says that simple applications include broadcasting a repeating message from orbit or programming the satellite to function as a private orbital amateur radio relay station. Interorbital Systems says it can deploy 32 of these tiny satellites simultaneously on a Neptune 30 launcher from the Pacific island of Tonga. The satellites will go into a very low Earth orbit and would probably have a lifetime of only a few months. If you have an extra $8,000 and want to be the first with his or her own personal ham radio satellite, you can read more about the concept online in the Make magazine blog at tinyurl.com/personalbird. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W6 MPH repeater serving Pasadena, California. The Ham Radio social season continues with word that the giant Tokyo Ham Fair for 2010 is slated for August 21st and 22nd at the Tokyo Big Sight Arena. Ham Fair is sponsored by the Japan Amateur Radio League and is one of the largest gatherings of radio amateurs from across the Pacific Rim. It's also where many Pacific Rim ham radio manufacturers give a first glance at the products they plan to introduce worldwide in the coming year. You can see more about the Tokyo Ham Fair in English at tinyurl.com/334JZB8. If you're interested in visiting the Tokyo Ham Fair, you can email the planners, intl@jarl.jp, for information and assistance. The Council of the South African Radio League has put in place some strict rules regarding ham radio testing in that nation. This in the hope of streamlining the South African radio amateur examination process so as to deliver the results and call signs to successful candidates faster. Effective immediately, candidates can only apply for one examination. In other words, applicants can take only the Class A or Class B at a single session, and it will no longer be possible to sit for both examinations at the same time. Also, the closing date to apply will be strictly adhered to, and no late entries will be accepted. A candidate whose registration is incomplete by the closing date will not be able to take the examination and will not receive an examination number. According to a spokesperson for the South African Radio League, while it may sound harsh, the reality is that it is the few candidates who do not comply with the guidelines who delay the call sign and licensing process for all the others. A new ham radio in space record on one of the hobby's oldest birds. At 2226 UTC on July 15th, PY5LF in Curitiba, Brazil, worked K3SZH via AMSAT Oscar 7 and achieved a new DX record for that bird of 7843 kilometers, which equates to 4,898 miles. What makes this contact all the more amazing is that AMSAT Oscar 7 was launched some 36 years ago, on November 15, 1974, from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. AO7 still continues to provide limited service even though its batteries failed years ago and is only operational when its solar panels are in sunlight. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2010, all rights reserved.
As always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. A reminder tonight of the International Lighthouse Weekend to be held on the third weekend in August. That's Saturday 21st and Sunday 22nd. The full details for the weekend can be found at www.illw.net. www.illw.net. Currently, there are 7 New Zealand Lighthouse stations registered. At 3 weeks away, there's still plenty of time to get organised and registered. We move on to Waro News now, and it's greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. I reckon that August is going to be a busy month for some of our Waro members. Firstly, the Hamilton Market Day is on Saturday, the 14th of August. And as usual, WIOs will get together while the OMs are enjoying themselves looking for bargains. All WIOs are welcome to come along. The annual 2-metre powder puff contest for the wider Auckland, Waikato, Coromandel areas will be held on Saturday the 8th of August over 4 half-hour periods from 2pm to 4pm. All contacts are on simplex frequencies in the 2-metre band. Each station may be contacted once in each half-hour period. There's a rule change this year, so that as well as YLs contacting YLs and OMs, the OMs can also record contacts with both YLs and OMs. A mystery station will be operating, which will count for bonus points, and logs will be checked in on the Bombay 146900 YL net at 7pm on the night of the contest, and the winners announced at the end of the net. This is a fun contest, and all licensed hams are welcome to join in, and I hope we have a good turnout on the day. The Powder Puff Winners Trophy will be presented at a get-together at the QTH of ZL1ALK Celia and ZL1AKY Jeff on Sunday the 29th of August from 2pm. Lastly, there is the 30th Alara HF Contest, which will take place on Saturday the 29th and Sunday the 30th of August. There have been changes to the rules and times for this contest, and you'll find the details in the latest WIRO bulletin or on the Alara website, which is www.alara.org.au/contests. That's all from WIRO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Reporting for WIRO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Now, do you not have the space for a 160-metre dipole? Do you have difficulty hearing on some HF bands due to high QRM? Do you not have a tri-band beam antenna but would like to use one? Have you moved to a new QTH and not able to put up HF equipment? Or do you travel a lot and want to be able to access HF to make contact with your ham friends? If you can answer yes to any of those questions, then maybe the Papakura Radio Club has the answer to help. Why not try the ZL1 Club HF node at Papakura Radio Club? Go to www.qsl.net/ZL1 Club and learn all about how you can have access to the Club Link, a shared HF station to help you keep in contact with your ham friends. ZL1 Club, by the number one club, helping amateur radio operators stay on the air. Finally tonight, it's Branch News, reporting from Christchurch. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, has its next meeting on Saturday the 7th of August at 10am. Note the change of date and time. The topic is Freeview Television, receiving television programs from satellites and UHF. From Ham Hum, newsletter of the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, the annual club dinner will be on Wednesday, August the 18th, in place of the general meeting. Monitor the club's nets for further information. The Te Puke Amateur Radio Club will be holding their mid-year luncheon at the Te Puke RSA in Oxford Street, Te Puke, on Saturday the 21st of August. Meet at 11am, lunch at noon. Now you'll need to let the club know if you're going to be coming by the 17th of August to the secretary, Sid Rowe, ZL1LWR, by email at sidrowe@extra.co.nz. Now that email is sid.rowe@extra.co.nz. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART will have their next meeting at the club rooms in Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt on Monday the 2nd of August. The topic for the evening will be digital amateur television. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Infoline will be emailed on Sunday the 8th of August. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZRT webpage. That's at www.nzrt.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for July. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 29th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.